In the middle of winter in California. I wish you could all see it, folks. It's fall out here this time of year when the mud pots are in bloom. Don't you think so, Carl?
Yes, indeedy. My, how I love this country. Give me California, the place where I was born, where I went to school, where I learned to play the horn. Many Nyquibassa, New Hampshire, or Alaska, but I'll take California. Oh, boy, am I corny.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii has just brought you Carl Hall from Hunger. Carl, those broken down poems of yours remind me of Mary Livingston.
Remind you of who?
Mary Livingston on the Benny program.
Benny who?
Jack Benny, the fellow who works for Rochester. Look, don't you ever listen to the radio?
Listen to the what?
The radio. What are you working for?
Peanuts.
Look, you can't change the subject that easy. Haven't you a radio at home?
No, that's just a passing fancy. I'm waiting for television.
Well, Carl, there's been a lot of swell programs on the air. You don't know what you've missed. Come in.
Good evening, gentlemen. It is rumored around town that Carl Hoff doesn't know what he's missed. I have with me a group of radio actors who will recreate any program you'd like to have him hear.
Well, that's marvelous. First, I'd like to have Carl hear one of those exciting daytime serials.
Okay. We'll bring you The Home Life of Billy and Betty. Listen. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Come, girls. Drop your mops and dust rags and gather around your radios. Once again, Tinkle Meyer's Crunchy Wunchy Dog Biscuit, the wafer with a flavor, brings you The Home Life of Billy and Betty, or It Shouldn't Happen to a Dog. This morning, we find Billy and Betty seated at the breakfast table. Here they are.
I love you, Billy.
I love you, Betty. What have you got for breakfast, Betty?
A coffee or milk, Billy?
I'll take coffee, Betty.
You should have milk.
I want coffee.
You should have milk.
I want coffee.
You should have milk.
Will Billy have milk or coffee?
Tune in again tomorrow for another exciting episode in this gripping drama. And friends, stay tuned to this station for the rest of the morning and you'll hear the other thrilling drama sponsored by Crinkle Meyer's Dog Biscuit. The Home Life of Harry and Harriet. The Home Life of George and Ethel. The Home Life of Dick and Mary. And starting next week, a brand new serial entitled The Home Life of Jane and Joe.
Say, Al, do you mean to tell me that I've been missing this every morning?
Yes.
Well, thank goodness.
And that's not all he's missing. On the smaller local stations that go in for foreign language broadcasts, you hear programs like this. Listen.
Добрый вечер, стоная в джобьях. Корсуда дом, ген добидо. Тут там суд. Прогна в небо, курта в небо. Все вон здесь. Walk up to fly. Брез небе, малый франки годом. Нижнего год там дедо в надуре. Free party. And now, ladies and everybody, we're going to sing for your beautiful American song. Rainy afternoon. All right now, boys. Everybody in the glow.
Oblой ясно дне сомбрила праздёт rainy afternoon. Когда дня дед омбрила праздёт rainy afternoon.
Hey, hey, guys. I'm sorry. That's enough of that, I'm sure.
You said it, Elsie. I'd like to hear some music.
Music, eh? We'll bring you one of those midnight programs that play nothing but dance records.
Oh, just wait, Carl. We can just sit back and relax and listen to the music.
Good evening, Spring fans everywhere. This is Hot Dog Harry bringing you all a popular tune. Now, first you'll hear a recording of South of the Border, played by Lester Livermore and his Los Angeles River Walkout. This number is being played for Lester and Jean, Jake and Lena, Cecil, Elmer, Rodney, for the boys at Golden's Garage, for the shut-ins at Alcatraz. Hello, Pop. And for Mary. And now, I know y'all want to dance, so back to the music.
Do you need money?
Are you broke? Are they going to throw you out of your home? They are.
Go to the Ajax Loan Company. No references, no co-signers, no waiting, no fuss, no bother,
no money.
Now back to our recording of South of the Border. I want to interrupt the music for a moment to tell you that you're listening to a recording of South of the Border. And now I have a special announcement for the men. Do you have dishpan tongue? Do you lick the pans after dinner? Does your vest have that tattletale gravy?
It does.
Then fill up your tank with ping-ping gasoline and get away from it all. You have just been dancing to South of the Border. Continuing our program, we now play for you...
Oh, no, you won't. No, you won't. We're going to hear Carl Hawk. Go ahead, Carl. Play anything. Playing his own arrangement of All the Things You Are from the production Very Warm for Me. Carl may not get around to listening to the radio very much, but the other day he went with me to the Dole Pineapple office. And there they showed us some figures that were so interesting that I thought I'd tell you about them. The Dole people sent interviewers to call on thousands of families to find out the time of day folks preferred Dole pineapple juice. You know, I wasn't surprised when I saw that so many people like to drink it at breakfast. A big glass of this juice is just the thing to start the day. That swell, zestful flavor seems to be just what your taste needs, and believe me, tastes are pretty cranky in the morning. It was also interesting to see how many people like to drink Dole pineapple juice between meals. And it's grand for children when they come home from school or run in some play. Doc, it sure tastes good any time during the day and at any meal. And I'd like to suggest this, if I may. There's no better time to enjoy a big glass of Dole pineapple juice than in the evening when you're reading or listening to your radio, as you are right now. Well, it sounds like Arlene Harris Jr. is up to his tricks again. Tonight we find Arlene in the broadcasting studio trying out her voice on an amateur program. Good luck, Arlene.
Gee, you don't make a noise here. We're in the broadcasting studio. And put that slingshot away while the lady's singing. Now, Junior, you're making Mother very nervous, dear. And I'm so nervous now, look at me. I'm shaking all over. Now I know what a malted milk goes through. Harry, take a look at that broken-down soprano over there. Doesn't she sound terrible? What is she singing? An old classic. What old classic? The Pipes of Pan. Oh, I don't know which is worse, the pipes or her pan. Oh, my goodness. What's that? She has a nice, strong voice. Oh, she fills the hall. You're telling me. I see a lot of people getting up to go out to make room for her. Oh, believe me. Oh, she's finished, thank goodness. Oh, am I next, baby? Oh, thank you very much. Hey, yes, my name's Arlene Harris. Am I an amateur? Well, yes, I am an amateur. I've only been married once. Of course, I sing at all our clubs and everything, you know. My friends think I have a heavenly voice. Matter of fact, all I need is a course in electrocution or something, you know, and I'd be finished off. Of course, Harry tells me he calls me a waterproof soprano. That's because nobody can drown me out. Oh, yes, my husband came with me. That's him standing over there. Not the one with the slingshot. That's my little boy. Yes, the one with the cotton in his ear. That's my husband. Yeah, and you know, Major, when I was born... Oh, you want me to sing now? Well, I was just going to say, Major, when I was born... Well, I'm just trying to tell you that I was born, and I can prove it, too. Oh, you want me to sing right now? Yes, I have my own music here. Would you mind handing it to the piano player, please? Well, it's all folded up. You see, we've been keeping it under the short leg of the dining room table all the time. But I guess you can read it all right. May I have an A, please? Oh, that'll be close enough to me. Now, can I pick you up, or will you pick me up? Maybe I'll never pick you up. Oh, Johnny, how you can now. Oh, Johnny, heaven's above. Junior, will you put down that slingshot? Oh, Harry, why can't you watch that kid while I'm up singing? Oh, Johnny, how you can now. Junior, pay attention to your mother. For when I look at you, Junior, I could break it up to you. Oh, Johnny, stop it, Junior. Oh, Johnny, don't, Junior. Oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, nuts. Now, you see what you did? Your old slingshot could give me the gong. Well, that's not...
Salesman. Last week, Elmer didn't do so well selling radios on his own, so this week he has joined another sales crew, and the crew manager is teaching him how to sell toothbrushes.
All right, now, Bert, if you follow my instructions, you'll make a lot of money on this Ajax all-purpose toothbrush. Now, it costs you a dime, and you sell it for 50 cents. Get it?
Not me. I always lose money.
Now, don't be stupid. If you buy them for a dime and sell them for 50 cents, how can you lose money?
I got a hole in my pocket.
Get into that apartment house there. Get in that apartment house. Knock over a few sales. Now, I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Okay, boss. I'll be back in a flash with the cash. Try this door here. Hey, there's nobody at home here today. I hope.
How do you do, young man?
How do you do, sir? I have here a toothbrush.
That's lovely. I hope you'll always use it.
That's what I like is these long, friendly chats. I'll try this apartment here. Great, there's no...
Well, what do you want?
Just 5 seconds of your time, lady, to tell you about the Ajax toothbrush. If you want your teeth to glitter, if you want your teeth to shine, don't be sour, don't be bitter. Buy an Ajax. It's a dandy.
It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it's got more teeth than poetry.
You're impossible. Get out of here and stay out.
And Blurt. Oh, Blurt.
Oh, gosh, here comes that crew manager now.
Now, Blurt, how'd you do?
I just got two orders.
Two orders, eh? What were they?
Get out and stay out.
There you see. That's how it goes. The trouble with you, Blurt, is that you don't know how to talk to women. You've got to use a little flattery. Now, try that next apartment there. And when the door opens, say this. Good morning, my little blue-eyed sweetheart. Ah, that gets them every time.
Are you sure? Gosh, I'll try it. Good morning, my little blue-eyed sweetheart.
Get out of here, you dope! Blurt, you made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, that's right, I did. He had brown eyes.
You see what happens? I see that you need some sales instruction. I'm going to show you how to approach a customer and sell your toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Now, here's a vacant apartment. You go inside, and I'll come up and knock on the door, see? I'm going to pretend that I'm a salesman, and you're going to be the housewife.
A young housewife?
I don't care whether you're young or old.
That's the way with you, salesman.
Get inside that door.
Okay.
All right, now. Here I come, and I'm going to sell you a toothbrush. Why don't you answer the door?
I just want to show you how tough it is.
Now, look here, Blurt. I haven't got time to fool around with you. Here I come again. I'm knocking at the door. See? Hey, Blur! Why don't you answer my knock?
I'm upstairs making up.
Making up? Making up what?
Making up an answer.
Listen, for the last time, will you answer the door?
I can't find my kimono.
Who cares? Well, slip on something and come down. What happened?
I slipped on something.
Now, listen, Elmer, listen to me. You're a housewife. See, I'm a salesman. I'm selling you a toothbrush.
Oh, I don't need any.
Why not?
I just knocked out all my teeth.
Say, Al.
Hello, Wen.
Al, am I hired as a regular announcer on this program yet?
Well, we haven't talked much about it. Nothing, you know, definite. But, well, look, you're still on the Gene Autry program on Sunday, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Al.
Well, then you're doing all right.
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Al, but you see, Gene and I are on at the same time, and he never gets a chance to hear me. Now, I thought, if I do a swell job tonight, see, then he's listening in, and maybe he'll give me a steady contract.
Well, in that event, I'd be very happy to help you all I could.
Thanks.
Now, look, but you've got to make it forceful. I don't like to be used as a guinea pig.
I'll do my best,
Al. All right. Now, here's a letter from one of our grocers, and ask the question. Would you like to read it, Wen?
Yes, certainly. I'll
be a nice start for you.
Well, here's the question. Why don't you answer in your advertising some of the questions my customers ask me about Dole pineapple juice? Now, we think that's a good suggestion, so here goes.
Is there any flavoring or preservative or sweetening added to Dole pineapple juice?
Not a thing is added. It's just pure juice from the sun-ripened pineapples grown in Hawaii.
Does Dole pineapple juice contain vitamins?
Yes, indeed. This delicious juice is a good source of vitamins B and C and contains vitamin A.
Is Dole pineapple juice good for children?
You bet it is. It's an ideal drink for children and grown-up too, because it's high in quickly available food energy. In addition to all this goodness, Dole pineapple juice is delicious to drink. When you taste it, you'll know that only nature could give this juice its marvelous flavor. And it's so convenient to use. Just take a can from your refrigerator, shake it, punch a hole in the top, and pour out the golden goodness. And when you go to your favorite soda fountain for lunch or refreshment, be sure to ask for Dole Pineapple Juice from Hawaii.
Very well done, Wynn, and I'm sure it carried a lot of conviction. Well, it's time now for our big singing feat of the program, Marie Green and Her Merry Men. You'll recognize the number the minute they start singing, but I'll bet you've never heard it sung in such a novel way before. All right, Carl, start them off, please. To see that the audience enjoyed it, and I know you listeners too. And we dedicate that number to the Santa Monica contingent who have journeyed here this evening. Folks, you might like to know that Marie's highest note was G above high C. Say, Carl, who wrote the St. Louis Blues?
Oh, well, I've told you before. I don't know anything about music. I just lead the band.
Well, look, do you know when it was written?
No.
You don't know anything. Oh, here, answer me this. What happened in 1492?
In what hotel?
Look, Carl, I'll ask you the easiest one I can think of. Who discovered America?
Walter Winchell.
You'd sure be a total bust on those question and answer programs.
What are they like?
That's what you get for not listening to radio.
See?
On a question and answer program, the announcer calls people out of the audience and asks them a few questions. Now I'll show you how it's done. There's an intelligent-looking man down there in the second row. Will you kindly step up to the microphone? Kindly state your name.
My name is C.B. Hippo.
Yeah, but what does the C.B. stand for?
It could be.
Now, for appearing on the question and answer program, I'm going to give you $10.
Oh, thank you, Jake.
No, my name is Al, not Jake.
If you're going to give me $10, you're Jake with me.
Mr. Kissel, are you a married man?
Oh, yes, indeedy. I've got a wife and three people.
Oh, so you, I see, so you have a wife and three kids to look out for.
No, no, I just got a wife to look out for. I can lick the kids.
Now, look, before we get down to the questions, before we get down to the questions, Mr. Kitzel,
yes.
Tell me, what business are you in?
I manufacture bags for ships.
You mean, weekend bags for pleasure ships?
No, paper bags for potato chips.
All right. Now the questions are in this hat.
Yes.
You reach in and take one.
Reach in your hat?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be delightful.
Mm-hmm.
I got one.
Now, what does it say on the flip?
6 and 7
No. No. I'll take one for you. Let's see. It says that does Dole pineapple juice contain vitamin... wait a minute. That was earlier in the program. Here's your question. Who chopped down the cherry tree?
Who? Popeye.
Popeye? Now, wait a minute. Popeye didn't chop down the cherry tree.
Yes, sir. Popeye didn't chop down. Why, I can see you got very good things. Popeye didn't chop down it. When Washington said to his little boy, George, who chopped down the cherry tree? Your gentle Popeye did it.
I'll give you another question.
All right.
It comes all the way from Carlsbad. Uh-huh. Have you ever been in Carlsbad?
Carlsbad? No, but I was in his house.
No. Carlsbad is a health center famous for its baths.
Oh, yes.
What happens when the human body is immersed in warm water?
The telephone rings.
No, look. Let me explain it to you.
Yes.
Warm water stretches the skin and makes the pores large and ugly.
Ooh, so you don't like sore people, huh?
What do you find in a bottle of milk?
Mostly water.
Look, in an ordinary bottle of milk, you'll find calcium, protein, carbohydrates, phosphorus, and magnesium.
What? No milk at all?
Well, now, look, you missed on the first part of your last question.
Yes.
I'll give you one more chance.
All right.
Where do you get buttermilk from?
From poor cows.
From poor cows?
Yes.
What do you mean buttermilk comes from poor cows?
What else can a poor cow give buttermilk?
Well, I won't do. I'll have to try my questions on somebody else. Now, here's an intelligent-looking man in the front row. Will you step up, please?
Coming right up.
Your name, sir?
My name's Dick Lane. I'm a motion picture actor appearing in RKO, Universal Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Pictures. My agent's name is Walter Myers, Stress 251035. I'm willing to travel. I got my own tuxedo. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I also
appeared in Three Little Pigs.
Oh, that will be swell for our Dole program, a Mother Goose story.
Mother Goose story, yeah. You remember the story that once upon a time the three little pigs and Iggy Wiggy Piggy? And they all went, Iggy wasn't Wiggy because Wiggy was Wiggy, and Iggy couldn't be Piggy because Piggy was Wiggy, you see? And one day there was a great big building boom, not a little bitty bang, 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 tickle, 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 but a great big boom, and it was a housing boom. So Iggy, who wasn't Wiggy, but Wiggy says, I think there was a little house, so the book is in the pocket, so Iggy, who was a bike, having good, pretty, pretty hot, see? With a hot, 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 and he didn't live there anymore. Now, Piggy was smarter than Iggy, and he didn't leave house on the hay. And Iggy was smarter than Piggy, and he built his on the FHA with big rolls for a was a Republican, he didn't like hair like that, so the soup he starts to be snorty at his mouth instead of a snorty. Elephants have a snort, and he'd have a snort, give a snort every snort, see? He would hump it up on his chopping his teeth and go, he says, I'll hump it up, I'll blow your heart out to you, chop, 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 and he hops it, pop, 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 and he shoots, 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 and down the pig's house, and down the wicked house, and the pig cried, ha ha, and the pig said, no, no, and he said, woo, and the pig said, woo, and the big red wolf said, chop, 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 and he had him all up, and that's all he ended up doing, the pig.
Well, friends, the old clock is getting in our hair again, brushing us off the air until next Wednesday night at the same time. But we'll continue our announcers' contest in real earnest this time, presenting those featured players of streaming radio, Jim Kelso, Walter Ambler, and Dick Lane.
You should have milk.
I want coffee.
You should have milk.
I want coffee. Do you have milk or coffee?
If you're smart, you'll have another glass of that delicious gold pineapple.